Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And once again, we are coming at you live from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. My recipes for you this week have to do with broccoli. And what I love so much about broccoli, it's good for the blood. It's good for your pigment on your skin. But most importantly, it's just really good tasting. And these are some recipes that I think if you're having trouble getting your kids to eat broccoli, that this might break that hold that they have on this understanding that broccoli's bad for you, because it's very much not. So let's get started. My first recipe for you this week is my broccoli stout white cheddar vichyssoise. So we've done vichyssoise before here on our segment, but remember, vichyssoise, all it really is, and everybody kind of knows this already, is a cold or chilled soup. Now, you might be thinking, why would I want to eat a soup, chef, that's going to be cold or chilled? But I promise you, when you have something cold or chilled, you really get to taste every single ingredient that goes in there. So let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are 4 cups of broccoli. Now, I do 1 cup per person. I have 4 people in my family, so remember, my yield is always going to be for 4. So if you have more than that, you're going to need to add just a little bit more than that. 1 Spanish onion, and I only do 1 Spanish onion because some of the people in my family are not big fans of the onion. I love the onion, but what we're going to do is we're going to take that broccoli, that onion, and we're going to take 2 garlic cloves and 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil, and I prefer my olive oil only from Rosenthal Olive Ranch in Madera, California. They do an incredible job. I'm going to put that all in a pan. I'm going to get that just kind of sauteing all up together. Once we get a little bit of color on that, our onion starts to get a little translucent and we start getting some caramelization on those garlic cloves, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit it with 2 cups of chicken stock, 1/4 cup of dark ale. So if you don't have dark ale and you want to just use a good beer, that's fine. I like the dark because it's got that nice malty aftertaste and that really brings out the flavor what I'm looking for with this dish. I'm going to hit it with 2 cups of cream. I'm going to go ahead and let that come to a boil. Once it comes to a boil, I'm going to bring it down and let it just kind of simmer down. I want to let it reduce down just a little bit, maybe about 1/2 inch to 1 inch, depending on how you like the viscosity. Then I'm going to add 3 teaspoons of xanthan gum. I'm used to making this for big quantities, so we use 3 tablespoons, but no, 3 teaspoons of xanthan gum. And we're going to go ahead and blend that all the way together. It's going to be almost like a nice bisque kind of viscosity. And we're going to go ahead and hit it with some aged white cheddar to taste. And enjoy. Chill for 3 hours. For this and many more recipes, follow me at ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.